Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Sustainable Finance Podcast. My name is Paul Ellis, and I'm your host for these programs about developments in this fast-growing industry. Premiums for the Planet is a membership-based collective action movement. Founded by CEO Brad Stevenson, it harnesses insurance premium spending power of climate-conscious companies. The goal is to motivate insurance carriers, the second largest money management group and one of the most impactful regulatory industries on earth, to embrace more sustainable investing and underwriting practices that support the climate adaptation efforts of member companies. Brad, we're going to jump right into the questions, and we are very excited to have you on the program today. How are you doing?
Thank you, Paul. Great, and really glad to be here. Thank you so much for the invitation.
Yeah, you know, we're mutual friends of Jeff Gitterman, and he's the one who said, you got to have Brad on the Sustainable Finance Podcast, Paul. You got to do it. So let's get
Jeff
started.
Jeff is wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Jeff's a great guy and a really good friend within the industry. Tell our followers, Brad, about your aha moment. What I mean by that is when you realize that insurance is such a large sustainability lever.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. So my aha moment for insurance and seeing how big and untapped a lever it is for climate or social justice or anything else we're fighting for was one when I realized that collectively we're sending over $7 trillion a year in insurance premiums to insurance carriers.
Okay.
That makes them the second largest money manager on earth behind only banks. And literally, the amount of money that insurance carriers receive in premiums, if it was measured by GDP, it would be the third largest country on the planet behind the US and China.
Okay.
But that doesn't even compare in my mind to the other discovery or awareness that I had in that moment, was that insurance carriers are deciding what they will or won't underwrite, what they will or won't insure, and how they insure those things. That has the capacity to throttle the access to capital for any project. And so if you can't get insured, you can't get funded. If you can't get funded, you can't scale. And as simple as that, the insurance industry has the power, the regulatory force and power of government moving at the speed of business. In my estimation, there's not a more impactful potential industry that we could get on our side for the climate fight. Paul, one other thing I would add to that answer.
Sure.
So right now, not only is insurance such an impactful industry, but right now what they're investing in and underwriting in terms of the actual expansion of fossil fuels goes against a lot of what we know needs to be happening and the transformations and transitions that need to be occurring if we're going to reach a more sustainable future. $582 billion invested in fossil fuels, $90 billion still in coal. Insurers could be using their massive influence to accelerate these transitions and adoption of technologies and materials and renewable energy. We just need them to get on our side, and that's what we exist to do.
Now, you're really pushing the boulder up the mountain from a financial perspective. How does Premiums for the Planet act within the current insurance ecosystem to drive positive environmental as well as social outcomes?
Thanks for asking. So the way that we act in Premiums for the Planet, well, first of all, a founding principle is there's a stereotype about sustainability right now. Most of us, when we hear it, we just automatically assume that somebody's going to ask us to pay more and get less because it's the right thing to do. And that way of thinking and that way of operating as businesses isn't going to get us out of this crisis. So what we did was looked at the insurance landscape and said, where is a natural place for collective action? Where can we take money that right now is indiscriminately spent, but is important dollars, the money we spend on insurance? And without asking a customer to pay any more or do anything different than they already do, how can we, instead of adding cost, how do we add value to that same spend? How do we take something that everybody's already doing and bring impact and brand value and mission alignment to it? And the way we do that in insurance is we looked at the value chain. We said, okay, on one side, we have the policyholder, all of us and our organizations that are buying insurance. On the other hand, we have the insurance carrier that's our desired change agent that we want to get them to shift the way they think about investing and underwriting. And in the middle, you have the perfect matchmaker, which is the brokerage. And the brokerage in that landscape already exists to organize and aggregate insurance premium spend. It just does it for a different purpose today. And so what we've essentially done is repurpose the brokerage platform alongside a climate action membership community called Premiums for the Planet, so that when organizations do what they already are doing, they continue to buy insurance. And when they work through us to get it, they then become a part of a climate action community called Premiums for the Planet, where those dollars now have visible impact and drive towards system change, and they can be recognized for it. And it's the same money that they were indiscriminately spending as an administrative cost the day before, invisibly going out the door to transfer their risk. And so ultimately, where right now most sustainability leaders are dealing with actions and projects that cost a lot, are difficult, and have a long horizon of return, we wanted to bring something on this important lever that is immediate and free and simple and easy as a way to take something so critical and make it a low-hanging, easy item to capitalize on.
Brad, there are so many categories of insurance coverages available today. Tell our followers about the types of policies being issued and purchased by members of Premiums for the Planet.
Thanks. Yeah, that's a great point, Paul. We can buy insurance for just about anything nowadays. So we operate in a full service platform. So we're able to work with organizations or have our partners together as our network can help organizations with any type of insurance coverage, any industry, just about any geography, any line. But our focus right now is on commercial insurances. That's what we're really targeting to organize spend around. And those are things like cyber, general liability, professional liability, workers' compensation, fleet auto, the insurances that organizations buy that are the non-health and benefits side. So anything that's not a health and benefits item that an organization is buying, that's our current focus. Again, we can help with all of it, but our focus is really on those commercial insurance items.
Now, corporate environmental sustainability is increasingly scrutinized by investors, asset managers, and regulators. What tangible benefits do businesses reap by joining the Premiums for the Planet movement?
Thanks for asking. So yeah, the benefits, and again, we tried to make this a no-brainer. The fundamental premise is you're buying insurance anyway. Right now, what you're getting for it is basic risk transfer. A lot of us would call it a grudge spend. It's money that we have to spend as a cost of doing business. It's administrative. When you join Premiums for the Planet, those same dollars now are not only driving systems change and impact and their mission aligned, and so they reduce reputational risk around this key climate finance area in this broader climate finance arena that is more and more visible and scrutinized. So organizations can deploy their dollars that were indiscriminate towards purpose. They become a part of a climate action community where they are visibly promoted, and our members typically also want to educate their peers and their team members and their stakeholders about the role of insurance and about their thought-leading action and participating in Premiums for the Planet in order to drive change in that key lever. And so, you know, in essence, it takes something that in many cases, we can improve the economics of organizations, provide them better service on the basics that they're already getting, and take that same money and turn it into impact and brand value and mission alignment. So ultimately, we also believe the community that we're organizing are more purpose-driven organizations. They're better stewards. And that's going to convert to being better than average risk and have a whole other host of advantages and economic tailwinds behind it.
Given Premiums for the Planet's current success, you've been really supporting a lot of companies this way. What changes do you see in the insurance industry's role in promoting a more sustainable and equitable future for the global economy? I mean, insurers can really be benefiting from this kind of a process and getting the word out to all of their policyholders, right?
Yeah, it's interesting that you asked that, Paul. Thank you. I mean, one of the earliest conversations we had with an insurance carrier, they actually thanked us. They said, "We're really glad that you exist." Right now, all we hear about sustainability is asking us to give something up. There's no hope in it. There's no upside in it. It's not tenable. You're asking us to have stakeholder conversations where we're going to leave revenue on the table, decrease our, leave customers behind, et cetera. And it's a difficult conversation. You're bringing something that's an opportunity. You're showing us that there's a market potential and a market possibility, something that we can go after and innovate toward. That has an upside. And that's a much better conversation for us to be able to have with our stakeholders. And so, ultimately, I think we exist to shift around the market dynamics to allow carriers that we acknowledge are operating within a system that drives them to act in many ways the way that they currently act. So for us, it's about shifting the market with awareness of the market economy to help them and inspire them to innovate toward a better future. And, we look at it as, ultimately insurance carriers, we see will compete with each other on sustainability, on how their triple bottom line stewardship is using their influence to drive a more just and habitable planet, which ultimately is better for everyone. And we want to give them the incentives and the tools to help move toward that.
Now, without sharing any company names, can you give our followers a couple of examples of companies that have joined your consortium, if it's okay to use that word, and are benefiting from this approach to working with the insurance companies that they hire to provide coverages?
Sure. And yeah, I mean, it's a wide range of organizations that are with us and getting value out of Premiums for the Planet, whether it's better basic brokerage service through our highly curated network of brokers, or saving money from a more sophisticated approach to their global risk structure, or through the visibility of having their brands associated with climate action and ultimately driving toward this systems change. Some of them are companies, corporations that are climate conscious and social justice aware, like Burton, Outside Inc., Peak Design, Jones Snowboards. We've got a lot of nonprofit organizations that are not only our members, but also our partners in raising awareness and creating and movement building beside us. Organizations like 1% for the Planet, Protect Our Winners, the Conservation Alliance, Project Drawdown, Sustainable Surf, Change Climate, and many more. So we also have some great financial institutions that are focused on green finance, like Atmos and Climate First Bank, and a range of other organizations that are our peers and allies. So a very, very broad range from for-profit to nonprofit, all who see the need and who are frankly experiencing a better value from their insurance.
Brad, I know that you participate in a lot of outdoors and nature-related activities. When you go someplace and you're engaging in what you want to do and meeting people or at a conference or something, how do you initiate a conversation about this with a representative, let's say the chief sustainability officer from a corporation? How do you engage the conversation on the front end?
Well, since we did, banking is still new, but more familiar. And so often I will ask them if they've thought about climate finance, if they've thought about banking, insurance, or 401k as part of their sustainability platform, as part of their sustainable supply chain thinking? And more often than not, unfortunately, still the answer is no. And then we talk about those different levers. And, you know, we moved over a period of a few short years, we were able to get hundreds of millions of dollars of bank deposits to move from fossil heavy to fossil free banks. And, you know, with noteworthy brands. And frankly, that's hard. That's hard work. It's hard to move your bank. It's more operationally entangled. It's more difficult from a collective action perspective. It's harder to organize. And so what I really try to impress upon them, if they're interested in the whole arena of climate finance, is that with Primus for the Planet and our approach to it, it actually is the easiest thing that they can do to make their finance department look like heroes and, you know, create value out of money that right now is just hidden as administrative costs. And, you know, a lot of sustainability officers right now, I mean, they're in a difficult situation. You know, they're having to always go and ask for things that are going to require an investment and going to take a while to pay back and aren't necessarily easy. So we try to arm them with the idea that, you know, one, there's something easy that they can do that can make a massive difference. And two, in a broader sense, finance and finance departments are in many cases still not belonging in the sustainability conversation. Their role is still often seen as being single bottom line oriented, more the gatekeepers for the budget items than looking for their own supply chains and ways that they can make a difference. And we really built Primus for the Planet as well to be a gateway for culture change in the finance department. Create something really easy for a finance leader to do, an easy step that looks good from a bottom line value perspective and also looks great from a sustainability and a brand perspective, so that they can be recognized and lean in and be a hero for something they've done, and then maybe take that next harder step, whether that's 401k or banking or any other part. But I think we're understanding in a market economy that finance is potentially the biggest lever we have and it's hidden in plain sight. We need to shift the culture of finance to get them in the conversation and have them beside us. And this is one way we believe can be a start to that.
I can't imagine any company not being interested in at least looking at what you and your team are doing. So I'm going to ask you to tell us where our followers of the Sustainable Finance Podcast can go online to learn more about Premiums for the Planet and how they can get in touch with you to talk about the issues that we've discussed in today's podcast episode.
Thank you, Paul. And I appreciate the vote of confidence. And I look, I'm biased because I'm a founder and a CEO, but I agree. Like, I think this is a no-brainer.
Yeah, I agree.
So folks can go to www.premiumsfortheplanet.com is okay. Our website. Our head of community and partnerships is Nick Gardner. He's okay. Amazing. Brilliant, great human being. You can reach him at Nick, N-I-C-K, at premiumsfortheplanet.com. And then my email address is brad@premiumsfortheplanet.com. And I'm happy to speak with anybody that's interested. And for anybody who contacts us, either through the website or at Nick's email address or at mine, please reference the Sustainable Finance Podcast so we know that you heard us here and we can give the appropriate thanks.
That's what I like to hear, Brad. Okay, well, thanks again very much, Brad Stevenson of Premiums for the Planet. And followers of the Sustainable Finance Podcast can join me again next week for another episode. I'm Paul Ellis, and this is the Sustainable Finance Podcast.